Parade. We take a look from our Dragon fan cam. Mike Brown loves to mix it up. So likable.
Mitchell Robinson said he wanted to have his truck in the parade. Mitch, the truck is in the parade. How good does that feel right now?
It don't matter. Look, the Knicks won the championship. First of all, welcome back, people. The gym is open. Nigga, it is dusty in this bitch. We need to sweep. We need to spot mop. We need to do all kind of shit to this floor. And still, no dress shoes. Don't get fucked up now. Rules are still the rules. But the gym is open again. Man, the gym hasn't been open since what? March of 2020? Was it March of 2025? Maybe? Somewhere around there. It's been a long time, but I'm not going to lie to you. There's been a lot of sports stuff that's happened in between that time. A lot of Raider talk. Of course, look, we have a new champion. The Knicks. The Knicks 53 years. And that's what's going to be a lot of the topics tonight. Because it's been just a lot of interesting conversations going around, just around the title itself. They won. They had a parade. I heard a lot of, I ain't gonna say a lot. A few New Yorkers were kind of disappointed in the parade itself. I mean, they was happy that they had one and that they was a part of one and that they had one, but you know, they said the way it was, you know, put together and constructed, they said they didn't too much like it. But nonetheless, they won a championship. They beat the Spurs. What was it? 4-1? Beat them on. They beat them in San Antonio, too. Shout out to De'Aaron Fox, who helped the Knicks win a championship. My God. Fox has been in the league for over several years, right? Somewhere around 7 or 8 as a point. Hey, Spurs, y'all gonna need to go get y'all a true fucking point guard. Cause a true point guard, look, if you have, and I'm for sure, y'all know historically, I don't care about CP3. Not a CP3 fan at all. That's probably one of the smartest point guards we've ever had. He's definitely pulling that ball back out, killing some time, shooting those free throws. You win that game, you change the series. You change a lot of the outcome, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all made a lot of dumb young mistakes, but a lot of niggas is not young. De'Aaron Fox is not young. He is a OG on that team. And maybe that's because why his offense was stagnant, because he probably didn't know his role on that team. But that shouldn't interfere with your fucking common sense. I mean, and then he gave us some bullshit talking about he thought he had it was a substantial gap between him and OG. No. You bring that ball back. Everybody, it was some people that was like, nah, he had no choice he made the wrong decision and he did have a choice. He wasn't running that fast. If you can see when he got blocked, it wasn't like he flew out of bounds. You see what I'm saying? So he had time. And even if you don't attempt and you can't bring it back out to the sideline, you can at least go by the baseline. You're going to get fouled. They have to foul you. They have to foul you. It's not, they can't push you. Like, they have to foul you, big dog. De'Aaron Fox, that was just, you played terrible. You played terrible that finals. Terrible, bro. And niggas gotta get criticized like that. Victor has a lot of growing up to do. Yeah, on that court. You could see it. And to me, this game and all that, this is his first finals. He's young. This is what, his second or third year or something like that. So he got to the finals pretty fast. Dog, I'm tired of y'all making up excuses for professional athletes. And some of these niggas was professional before they got into the NBA. Yeah, do we have the cream of the crop, best of the best in the league, in the world? I mean, today's game, that could be debatable. Because we have a lot of, in our top 10, I'm pretty sure there's more than two or three foreigners that's in that top 10. Maybe even in the top 5. You know what I mean? So I don't want to hear none of that niggas is making young mistakes. No, it's a lot of smart motherfucking point guards coming out of college that's going to make the right decision. Everybody, that's just basketball one-on-one right there. We don't know what that nigga De'Aaron was thinking on that one. He nigga was scared. Shoot those free throws, bro. But enough of that. There's been a lot of discussion about the finals MVP. I think that when it comes to this is it's been a debate. Jalen Brunson is the finals MVP. They could have gave it to OG. They definitely could have gave it to OG. Nobody would have batted an eye. This goes back to like that year they gave Iggy the finals MVP over Steph. They both had, they gave Iggy that finals MVP because he somewhat maintained Bron in the finals and in certain moments. It wasn't collectively, it was just certain moments. It wasn't the full games because I think Bron averaged like 28 that series. Bron was killing, my nigga. But at the same time, again, in certain moments, that shit matters. Iggy made it tough on that nigga. And he was hooping on offense. So I get it. But you don't even get to the playoffs or even advance without Curry. So I get it. But I look at the whole Jalen Brunson thing. Like, Jalen Brunson had two massive games in the finals. And that's what you needed because, I mean, shit, if the rest of the team carried the other two, you only needed to win four. But I understand why people would fight for OG. He made one of the most historic. This got a top. This has to top Bron's block in the finals, in the playoffs. It has to top it. It has to. Got to. Because 53 years, bro. Look, as a Lakers fan, as a Dodgers fan, especially as a Dodgers fan, I could watch New York lose and enjoy it. Like, I don't really have any beef with the Giants though. Like, I'm actually cool with the Giants. I fuck with Eli Manning too. You know what I'm saying? Lawrence Taylor. Look. I liked a lot of they players. A lot of they players, they organization, I didn't really care for it because it was ran by a racist, but shit, most of the goddamn teams and across all sports got, you know, we don't want to go there, but yeah. So, I hate the Yankees. I don't really care for the Mets. I look at the Mets as like the Clippers to the Yankees. You know what I mean? And then you got the Knicks, which is, New York is a basketball city at the end of the day. The fucking Yankees win, you're going to have Yankee fans going crazy. New York is going to rep the Yankees hat or whatever. That's cool. Just like we're going to rep the Dodgers hat. But the New York Giants win, then you don't hear nothing, nigga. New York Giants win, nothing. It's just cool. But the players are going to get treated like royalty, you know? But do you realize that I'm 43 years old? 43 years old, my nigga. The Knicks has failed for a very long time. It's niggas that was born a true New Yorker and had never seen their team win up until 2026, nigga. Niggas that was born in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, suffering. And they had great teams. That 99 team was stacked, nigga. I'm talking about legendary players. Allen Houston, one of my favorite shooting guards of all time. That nigga used to hoop, nigga. They had Sprewell, nigga. Starks, nigga. Like, they had, nigga, Camby. Them niggas that was competing with fucking Miami and the Bulls, nigga, them New York teams was legendary, my nigga. Fucking legendary, you know? Then you had, you know, you go down the future and shit like that, and, you know, they had Melo. They had the Melo pack. You know, that was crazy. That was a crazy, and they just knew that was going to be it, you know? that was going to be it. But it wasn't, man. I mean, Brunson did that. And that's why, you know, the latest discussion about him getting a statue with New York, I say yes. It's well deserved. I'm going to tell you why. Based off of New York criteria and their pain and suffering, you fucking right. You can. It could be another 53 or 50 plus years that they win another championship. Why wouldn't you give a nigga a statue that is the main player? You got to understand that nigga was brought over there. Okay, once paired with Luka in Dallas, came to New York, was doubted. Okay, he was doubted, and then there was a question of him being the best player in the league. I wouldn't even go that far. Jalen Brunson to me is not a top five. I don't know if Jalen Brunson is a top five player in the league. Is he? I mean, he has to make a case for himself to be in the top 10 now. But prior to that, did y'all have him as a top five player overall in the league? I mean, just serious. I mean, look, really think about it. Because it might be players that you just don't like that you might not rank as high. You might not be real with yourself. But if you did feel like Jalen Brunson was top five, then he was ahead of the class. Ain't no arguing with niggas. I just feel like a couple of niggas are going to be lying on this one. But my point is, from not being a top five player in the league, but being the main player for the Knicks and getting them to a place where, like, they haven't been there for a while, bro. They haven't been there for a while. They've been suffering. They're a basketball city that hasn't seen greatness since 53 years ago. And to have Brunson, and he's young. You know what I'm saying? He's young. And to do that with two college teammates, that is fucking dope at the end of the day. So give him his statue. Because he's there to play. He is there to play. He's going to go down as one of the greatest Knicks of all time. Sure. His dad said, nah, we're not going to disrespect Patrick Ewing. And that's cool because I'm a person that always respect my elders. So let's keep Pat Ewing up there. But the nigga that you're going to have right up under Pat Ewing is definitely going to be Jalen Brunson. And that's a nigga that has a finals MVP. And the only way that you can win the finals MVP is if you won the fucking series. And he did. And he went out in a golden fashion. Just like Giannis did against the Suns. I think Giannis went out with a 50-piece. And then went to go get a 50-piece nugget meal after that. True story. So do I think he should get a goddamn statue? Why not? And please spare me the argument of, well, what about the players that came before him that did win a championship that may not have a statue? That's not my problem. I don't give a fuck if they don't have a statue or not. That's how they look. Is Bron can't get no statue in LA. Majority of the fan base will tell you he hasn't done enough to get a statue out there. I guarantee you, if Bron delivered three championships for my Lakers, they will already be preparing to sculpture that motherfucker out in rose gold, nigga. Guaranteed. But one championship is he underdelivered. Like it is what it is. We are a different fan base. A lot of you niggas can't compare. So the criteria is going to be adjusted. And I'm not saying that the Knicks is in that same category as the fucking Clippers or something like that. No, it's more so like it's depending on the culture, really. And I feel like the New York culture, when I say they overdo it, I don't mean that as like disrespect. I mean, like, that's what they rah-rah. You know what I'm saying? You see how they act? They beating up opposing team fans and shit like that. They jumping off of light poles. They twerking on shit. They stealing city trash cans and getting fired from their jobs. They spending the night for the parade, my nigga. They said if you didn't get there early enough, you wouldn't even go get access. You wouldn't even go get close. It was niggas spending the night. They said that's the closest unity type of vibe they had since 9/11, nigga. That's what the Knicks brought them. That's what Jalen brought them, bro. So it's not my fault that them niggas didn't think, they owner didn't think about celebrating the niggas before Jaylen Brown. But I know all that pain and suffering them niggas went through for 53 years. And a nigga come along who was heavily doubted by a lot of people, his peers, motherfuckers from different sports, etc. Hey, the sports analyst that's getting paid over $100 mil to talk, to critique and to talk about niggas and lie and talking about they talked to someone close to them and said this, wins a championship for them niggas. Not only won a championship, spanked them niggas. They niggas went up against an alien. Niggas with, hey, the New York went up against an alien. This is like Independence Day all over again. So yeah, he deserves a fucking statue. How doesn't it make, like, who's going to be outraged? No, seriously. Who's going to be outraged in the U.S. of A. about Jalen Brunson getting a fucking statue outside of the garden that he helped delivered? You know what? I'll go a step even further. Oh, let's piss these niggas off. Give OG one. Give him one, too. Give him one, too. You know how many statues we got outside the fucking Staples Center? A lot, and it's not just Laker players. We got announcers out there, huh? We got hockey players out there. It's baseball players out there, my nigga. Like, come on, man. Come on. That's what I'm saying. Like, Kobe got three. He got three of them out there. And it's well-deserved. Well deserved. Dog, this was an emotional thing. Mother, niggas was crying. Niggas was crying during the, I'm talking about New Yorkers, was crying during the speeches, during the parade. Give that nigga, hey, let me be a part of your creative parade department. You want to know why? Because I would have had that shit. I know it would have been a long, it would have been a long trip. I know I don't know the dynamics as an LA nigga speaking, but this is just my creative views on how I would have wanted the parade to go and shape out. Go through all the boroughs. I would go through all that just like Nipsey went on his last, you know how he went around the city? You know how Big went around the city? That type of respect. Go how you go, how Big went through Brooklyn, how Nip went through LA. I would have did that with the Knicks, nigga. Go through all the boroughs. Why not? It was, man, they created some of the most iconic pictures for a championship. They did. I gotta give it to them. So get that nigga a statue. Give OG a statue. And they gotta be the block. Shit. It gotta be the block. OG got to get the statue with the block. Brunson, his might be a fadeaway or floater. You know. But yeah, give him a statue, dog. And then, like I said, New York standards, dog, is like, you know, they very... Dog, they gonna claim everything. They got the best rapper alive of all time. You know, they don't really have no argument for, like, I mean, they're going to argue that they have the best baseball team of all time because they got the most titles. But they'll definitely put up a fight saying they got the best basketball organization. Before they fucking won the championship, they was acting like that. Remember, the Knicks and the Cowboys was in the same boat. Now them niggas is no longer, they not a part of that bullshit no more. They not a part of it. So now they get to talk they shit. So I honestly believe that Jalen Brunson should get a statue. And I definitely would be cheesing from ear to ear if we seen OG get a statue. Again, the requirements is not based on, you know, one team. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't compare Boston and then say, hey, the fucking Hawks or something like that. No, you can't do that. That's two different organizations. Boston and the Lakers is they that's a separate war. Y'all niggas don't know. San Antonio. Then you go down to a lower tier. That's San Antonio, the San Antonios, the Golden States, the Chicago Bulls, Detroit. Y'all niggas can talk amongst yourselves on that level. Executive floor, intercontinental title, niggas. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as world champions and shit like that, that's between the Lakers and Boston's. I don't care how you niggas feel about it. That's the truth. That's nobody else is going to. We got 17. They got 18, if I'm not mistaken. They just won recently. We tied it up. Bron tied it up. Bron tying it up, getting the scoring title. You get if you get two more, you definitely getting a statue. But nah, one is not going to do it, Bron. We'll get to Bron in a minute. But no, give Jalen. It's just different standards, bro. It's just different standards. And I think a lot of the storyline plays into it as well. That's what I believe. You know what I'm saying? I believe, like, y'all don't understand how them players get treated out there. Like, they love them some. They love them. It's a different type of culture out there when they love their players like that. You know what I'm saying? So I vote yes on the statue. Now, as far as my Lakers, man, I recently said, I was talking to somebody and I'm like, man, I'm not concerned. It's just I'm anxious on getting rid of Bron. No disrespect. And I know my cousin gonna call me and I don't feel like going through all that, but we can't win a championship with Bron. We cannot win a championship. Well, I put it to you like this. We can't win a championship with Bron being the second option. We need Bron to do We need Bron to do some shit that he's never done before and become a third option. But I just don't see a team where Bron is the third option and we have a strong second option. And that's what we are on the hunt for, is that second option. You know, we'll see how that goes. We have some good draft picks come in, and I think we're on the verge of trying to make a splash. And, you know, Giannis just signed with Miami, so he's off the board. Jaylen Brown currently, they're currently shopping Jaylen Brown. I don't think Boston will do deals with us straight up like that. They've been talking about like a 3-team trade, but I don't think Jaylen Brown was involved. I don't think he was involved with that. Well, if he was involved with it, but he wasn't coming here. He was going somewhere else. I mean, they talking about Kessler from Utah, but we need a true second option because I don't believe even with getting young talent, adding young talent, I don't believe Luka can get us to the promised land, let alone win that motherfucker without a true second option. When I mean a true second option, I mean a nigga that can compete with being a first option. You know what I mean? It's injuries happen, or, you know, workload happens. You know what I'm saying? Like Luka's not going to be able to put too much on them tires like that. He's going to have to take the backseat from time to time. And I think that was a good rotation they had between him and Bron, but Bron offense wasn't how it used to be. It's not how it used to be. And it's defense. And that's the one thing that we lack in overall is defense. And we need to step that up. So with that being said, like, I can't have Luka on the floor that has subpar defense. And Bron, who is just getting older, he's not able to react or he's not as quick as anymore. And he's still, I mean, the man is averaging 20-something points a game still. And that's cool, but that's not helping us getting closer to the... We ain't going to be able to compete with the OKCs. The Spurs is all about the matchups, and I think they're about to change up their roster. They're going to have to change up some shit. The East is, I mean, LaMelo just came to the West. I mean, you know, he just came to the West with the Wolves. That's another thing with Luka. I'm not a fan of the two-guard system. You know, we haven't seen that happen a lot. We've seen that with Golden State, sure, but that offense was built around them, and those are certain type of players, though. We're talking about the two of the greatest shooters of all time. You understand what I'm saying? LaMelo, I love his game, and I think he's going to get better. It's just, is he going to be a better floor general in the future? That's what we want to see. And I think you got two kids. You got Ant-Man, you got Melo over there, and it's like they young and they've already had off the court drama. You know what I mean? And I can understand that their ultimate goal is to win a championship. But is that is it really the main goal at the end of the day? And I think Anthony Edwards loves to compete. I think LaMelo in certain situations is going to compete. And I think he can handle the pressure. I would love to see Melo, you know, in some key games in the playoffs, in the second round, you know what I'm saying, in the conference finals. But you have to build a roster around him that's going to help them. Them two niggas, I can't depend on two guards. You know what I'm saying? And I need to know if LaMelo and Anthony Edwards are going to be mature enough to coexist at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So, you know, that recently happened. And plus he has off the court issues that's not necessarily by him, but it might still be affecting him with this latest news about, you know, the divorce with his between his parents and the drama between his parents and the content that's come out recently. It's like, that got to take a toll on you too. But at the end of the day, the longer you stay in the league, the more I expect for you to mature. You know what I mean? So I wanted Melo on the Lakers. I knew we had no chance of getting him. Both guards, I think, you know, overall, he's the better brother. But I think if Zoe doesn't get injured, it's a different discussion. But because of the injuries, it's going to knock you down. I think Zoe was by far the better. He's by far the better defender. Offensively, he's good. He's just not aggressive like LaMelo. LaMelo is hell of aggressive on offense. So they'll be fun to watch, but I don't put too much stock in them being a threat until I see that roster being filled out and just see the chemistry and see how they play, you know, at the end of the day. But as far as my Lakers, we need to go find a second option. I do not want it to be a guard. I'll settle for a swing or a big, you know what I mean? But not another guard, you know. We do have a two guard out of Baylor Carr, shooting, what was he shooting, 39 from three? He was 6 for 12 in the combine from three. He dropped like 40-something or something like that. I think he dropped 40-something in the game. He averaged about a dub in college. You know, he's a great defender as well. Highlight reel. He's on that rim. So I love that, you know. But it'd be interesting to see who we add in the future. We can't do this with just one superstar on the team. It's impossible. You know, we're about ready for Bron to leave. I said that I will go with the nigga to the airport, whether it's a private jet or a commercial, and I will fly that nigga back to anywhere that nigga needs to go. There's a rumor that we've been in talks with the Cleveland Cavaliers about sending him over there for the center. And I'm like, I'm not sure if that's enough. We might ask for some draft picks and another player or two for LeBron, even though we know he's getting older, but the value's still there because he's going to sell tickets. Because everybody's going to want to get that retirement run. You know, that jersey's going to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Whichever team he finished with, that retirement jersey is going to be fire. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be expensive too. But that's my concern, is our second option, who we're going to be able to go after. You throw Kawhi in there, I'm not sure how that works out. I don't know how that works out if Kawhi goes there. Yes, I did say I would take a wing player to be the second option, but health-wise, I don't trust him. I just don't. Like, when I look at Kawhi now, I think about injuries. I think about injuries now. You know what I mean? Offense is phenomenal. Defense is even, we already know about his defense. You know what I mean? We know about his run. We know about his championship runs. We remember when he was a supporter and when he was the number one option. But at the end of the day, I think that shit passed. That ship sailed a long time ago. At once about a time, I wanted Paul George. And now it's like, it's not there anymore. It's just not there anymore. And they're getting older. And we need to get younger. And with the new ownership, I expect them to come over there with their Dodger ways and get shit done. You know, but that I'm not looking forward to additional season seeing Bron on the team. I'm not. It's just, come on now. Enough is enough. And you got to take it. You got to take your son at the same time. I mean, he very well might get better, but some of these rookies that's coming in is already showing promising, you know, a promising game. And he got great experience. Like, you can't, if anything that you got to give it up for is knowing that this man played with his son in the league, played with his son in the playoffs. Like, that's something special right there. So I don't want to, I don't want to shit on him or anything like that. But as a fan of the Lakers, it's time for us to, we got to switch it up now. We got to get Luka some help now, you know, because as happy as I was and surprised as I was when Luka got there, there's some other players that I probably would have took before Luka. Not too many. And Luka's on the list, but I don't want you to bring I don't want you to bring the same type of vibes that Dallas had. You know what I'm saying? And he did get to his shit, but he didn't have any help like that. And you know what I mean by like that? I just don't think, I wouldn't say he didn't have help. I take that back. That roster, it just wasn't ready. And he wasn't ready. But, you know, what can you say? What can you say? Shout out to the Lakers. Let's get our shit together, man. Let's get our shit together. UCLA is looking good. I'm happy about it. My Raiders is looking good. I don't know, man. It looked like we might be. Come on, man. Dodgers is playing well. I think Mookie just hit. How many? He just set a record. I forgot what it was. I think it was the most hits. I think something like that for him. I think he got a personal. I can't even think of it right now. But Overrun with BTG, man. I'm glad I was able to bring this one back, man. I've been talking about doing a show forever. I know 12 Kyle's like, no, you keep talking about you're gonna record the episode, but now I had the opportunity to record, and it's a lot of other stuff that I wanted to talk about, but I don't feel like going through my notes right now. The main topic I wanted to talk about was the Knicks. Was Jalen Brunson. Hey, if we happen to get Jalen Brown, though, I like that. I like that. I would like that. But, you know, does Jalen Brown want to be the number one option? That's the thing. And we already got a number one option. I don't want no type of clashing. You know, it's going to bring a lot of attention. Him and Stephen A. still beefing. And it's like, man, I just want niggas to have a clear head, clear space. I mean, hey, get your bulletin board shit going. Don't get me wrong. Get your bulletin shit. But nah, man. Some drama is just unnecessary. And I want niggas to go to be focused on winning the goddamn championship at the end of the day. I want niggas to win. You know what I'm saying? So I'll see, man. I'll see if I'll keep it going weekly. You know, sports is good. Look, I would bring back an episode during the dry spell of sports. You know what I'm saying? The next one we got coming up is college football. College football is on its way back, baby. Oh, my God. It's on its way back, man. Then we're going to have the NFL. You know what happens in October. Some of the finest baseball, especially when my Dodgers is involved. And then, we're going to ride out the fall and the winter with the NFL and college. Absolutely. And then, you know, we'll have basketball back in November and October, November. So, yeah, shout out, man. Open Run with BTG, part of the Rare Signers Network. Hey, we kind of back. not to mention the world. I didn't even talk about the World Cup. It's been going down across the street at SoFi. Shit, we just lost those. Fucking, who do we lose to? Turkey? Oh, man, they said them niggas was in the streets acting a fool. You know what I'm saying? So it's about to be quiet over here for a little bit. Hey, Mexico make it to we got the semis or some shit like that, or second round or something like that. Mexico make it, which they, you know, projected to do, nigga. That I don't even want to come to work around that time. I don't even want to come. Hey, Adrian Broner, real quick, bro. Hey, shout out to him getting his whole streaming experience going on, his streaming career and stuff like that. But you can tell when they have, when they show clips of him actually working out, doing the boxing workouts and stuff like that, just fooling around, you could tell like he wishes he was back there. But man, you could see him fighting so many demons. You could see him fighting those demons. He could talk some boxing. He could talk some boxing. The nigga could box. He lost some key fights. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, niggas got to get back to it. And that's an ill built body. Don't get it fucked up though. He probably could still knock niggas out. He'll knock you basic niggas out. But yeah, man, it's sad to see because some of these clips is just wild. You know what I'm saying? Just wild. So I'm glad I was able to give y'all an episode this week. Ain't no telling, man. Ain't no telling. I gotta close the gym for right now. I don't know how long it's gonna be closed, but I promise I'll be back.